Hey folks, welcome to a bonus episode of Supercalifragilistic Awesome Disney Podcast. This is Chris.
And I'm Kelly.
And today we are excited to talk about the 2021 Epcot Festival of the Arts. They do this each year right about this time. And they started in 2017. They bring in artists of all sorts of genres throughout both Future World and World Showcase. But we're here to talk about the art they make with food.
Yummy, yummy food.
Right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to virtually walk around the World Showcase Promenade. We are going to stop at each booth and determine if there's anything there that we would eat or drink while we're there.
Absolutely. Okay. Remembering, of course, that I'm vegetarian and Chris is meatitarian.
That's a fact. That is a fact. So you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, so it is our want to start with Mexico. That's the direction we typically go. Okay, so we're going to stop off at El Artista Hambriento.
The Hungry Artist.
Beautiful. So here at the Hungry Artist, they have a chili relleno, they have a pork belly pastor, and a taco de chocolate. And then they've got a number of different drinks. They've got a Mexican craft beer, a Diego pomegranate margarita, and a Frida carrot margarita. Mm. You going with anything in Mexico?
I am. I'm going to have the taco de chocolate. That is a chocolate candy shell filled with Mexican chocolate mousse with a touch of chili topped with tropical fruit.
Yeah. I will have two of those, please.
Yeah, that looked really good. Yeah. I'm also going to have the Frida carrot margarita. Do you know where that name comes from?
No.
That's a playoff of Frida Kahlo.
Oh, cute.
Isn't that cute?
That is cute.
I love Frida Kahlo. So I'm going to have her margarita. That is a Casa Noble Blanco tequila with carrot juice, a ginger cordial, lime juice, and agave nectar. I think it's going to be fantastic. And it looks beautiful. I saw it online.
Okay, that's beautiful. Yeah, I'm going to have the chocolate taco thing too. It looked great. I like chocolate with some chili in there. That's always good.
But no drinks for you?
No drinks for me here.
Okay.
Nope. Okay, right. The next, we're moving on to China. No booths in Norway area. The Painted Panda. Okay, here you're going to find an old Shanghai Shih Tzu, Shizi 2.
I know, Shih Tzu is a dog.
I know. Pork and water chestnut meatballs is what that is.
Yeah.
And a Sichuan red hot mala shrimp. Then they've got some beverages, Panda Bubble Tea, Jasmine Draft Beer, Fortune Cookie drink, Pina Colada mix sort of thing, Kung Fu Punch, and a sea butterfly. Going with anything in China?
Absolutely nothing. I will say, though, that the sea thing, what was the last one?
Sea butterfly?
Sea butterfly is beautiful.
The sea pea flower infused cocktail with lychee syrup and vodka?
I'm against lychee.
Yeah.
At a very, visceral
primal level there.
It's beautiful. It looks like a purple and white layered drink with real flowers on top.
Oh, yeah. I'm going with the red hot mala shrimp.
Okay.
It just looked awesome.
Yeah,
it was served in a martini glass. Refreshment Outpost is there. I think it's just going to stay serving their warm butter sugar stuffed pretzels, which is great for them.
Which we said we wanted last time, but we didn't stop for. I know.
We're going to move on to Cuisine Classique in Germany. Here, they've got a red wine braised beef short rib. Mm-hmm. They've got coq au vin, an opera cake, and a lot of the booths, we won't call this out every time, a lot of the booths are serving this artist palette jumbo chocolate chip cookie.
I thought that was interesting.
Which is a huge chocolate chip cookie shaped in the shape of an artist palette.
That looks like it's got big paint splotches on it. I just found it interesting that every booth had that same, a lot of the booths had the same cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a mascot cookie for the event, I guess.
Okay,
so what, you going with anything here?
I am actually going to have the opera cake.
Yeah,
This is opera cake with almond jacquand.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got that right. Yep. Coffee buttercream and chocolate ganache. Frankly, I just want to have the opera cake because they made it on Great British Baking Show.
Totes.
And I just want to see what that tastes like. I'm also going to do their play on Rosé Flight.
Okay.
They have three different rosés, flight, and one of them is frozen.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give that a go.
Yeah, I was going to do the opera cake too, even though I'm not really much for coffee flavored things. And I'm going to do the coq au vin, which is their chicken roulade with violet mustard, candied carrots, pancetta crisp, marble potatoes, and beurre rouge sauce.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Anything they roll up, I'm for. A chicken roll up.
Nice.
All right. Moving on to Italy, who, I'll be honest, is just perpetually a disappointment at these festivals. Italy should be able to do so much better than they do.
Yeah, I was very disappointed. I've got nothing there.
They are serving an arancini, which is a sweet sausage fried risotto ball, l'aragoste, which is a lobster ravioli, and a bomboloni, which is a cream-filled Italian donut and raspberry sauce with powdered sugar. I actually did choose that. I was going, just by reading it, I was going to go with the sweet sausage risotto balls. And then I saw a picture of it, and I'm like, oh, man, Italy's just going to disappoint me again.
Yeah.
But those little donut balls, I'm going to give them a shot. They looked
almost exactly what Morocco had in over the holidays.
Sure.
And I was like, well, again, I thought Italy could do better. I didn't even pick any of their beverages. Like, they have a lot of wines, Proseccos, Moscatos, Sangrias.
Yeah, but
none of those.
So here's the thing. I'm doing a virtual tour. I really haven't had any of that yet. So I did go with the Amaretto Bellini, which is Amaretto white
that
peach
was
puree
pretty.
And Prosecco.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was pretty. It was
really,
okay.
Really
I'll
appealing
have a sip.
To me. Okay. Of course you will. Okay, next, the American Adventure, the Artist Table. I thought they did a really good job here. They're offering a beef Wellington, a pan-seared scallop with chorizo, and the Artist Palette cookie.
Mm-hmm.
They got something there in the beverages, though, I think we're both going to go for.
I'm going to go for the Symphony in Chocolate Flight, which is Mozart cream liqueurs paired with sipping chocolate. So they've got the sipping chocolate flight in a non-alcoholic version, which is white milk and dark chocolate that you just drink.
Oh, yes. I
Hello.
Saw. Hello. I mean.
But I'm going to have the Symphony in Chocolate, which adds in your cream liqueur with that.
And each cream liqueur matches. It's three different cream liqueurs.
Which, hello.
I've got both. I've got literally the non-alcoholic and the alcoholic versions selected. I'm doing both of them.
Just do two alcohol.
And I'm going to have that with the beef Wellington, which comes with a mushroom duxelle. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Mm. Prosciutto and a puff pastry with a red wine demi-glace. You serve
and fennel cream.
Yeah, you serve. Frankly, with me though, you serve beef inside of a puff pastry, and I'm sold every day, all day.
I can see them.
Yep.
For old show. That, for sure.
Okay, Goshiki, which is in Japan. Mm-hmm. They've got something called Stone Garden, which is a red bean mousse with chocolate rocks. That sounds cool. Uh-huh. A sushi donut, which is a donut-shaped sushi featuring salmon, tuna, shrimp.
It was pretty. It was really
gorgeous.
Pretty.
It was gorgeous. And then a vegetable-filled spinach gyoza with tofu. And then they've got some haiku draft lager and sakes available as beverages. I didn't.
You have
in
Japan.
I've got nothing.
So I actually have two things in Japan. So first of all, that stone garden that you just washed off to the side.
It's beautiful.
It is. No, it's meant to look like a Zen garden.
Sure.
You know, one of those sand Zen gardens. And so it comes looking like that. Like they give you a little flat bowl that looks like a Zen, like a bowl of sand.
Yeah, that's the rice cracker pebbles.
No. That's the red bean mousse with like a white topping. It looks like the sand.
Okay.
But underneath that's the red bean mousse. Then they give you a little plastic cup with the chocolate rocks and the rice cracker pebbles, and you put them in there and like make your own little Zen sand garden and then eat it. That is totes adorbs, and I want to do that so bad.
It's like an activity for
you. It's a little artist activity, which is the whole point. I think that's totes adorbs, and I want it. I'm also going to have the pink snow beverage, which is sake, peach schnapps, cranberry juice, Calpico dusted with snowflake confetti.
That sounds great.
I mean, that is just a catastrophe. But what I will say about the sake in the traditional personalized wooden cup, you sort of brushed over that. It's a really pretty wooden cup that they write your name on in Japanese.
Oh, that's nice.
It's personalized. Yeah. It's a personalized wooden cup with your name in Japanese. You just totally brushed this booth aside, and I'm so excited about it.
You are, but you love something extra and free. You got the free.
This is nothing free.
You got the free activity with your food, and you got your free name on a wooden cup.
I love a Zen garden. I love a good Zen garden. I don't own one. I should own one.
And,
I love a good
and
Zen
why
garden.
Why not have one that you can eat too?
Amen. Amen.
All right. So moving on to Morocco.
Okay.
The Mosaic Canteen. I didn't do anything here either. They've got Mediterranean flatbread. with zaatar pesto and artichokes, roasted peppers, harissa roasted rack of lamb with baba ganoush, and then a, I don't know, orange cake with, I'm not even going to, mouskachu. I think mouse I said ca-chew. That right. Mouskachu.
I would have said mouskachu, but whatever. Hey, whatever. That's cool.
It's an orange cake with cinnamon chocolate mousse. And then they've got a couple of, they've got a blackberry hard cider and a dark amber lager there. I didn't get anything here.
I got the mouskachu.
Mouskachu. I'll bet you at Epcot, they do call it the mouskachu. Why wouldn't you?
I think they should. But the orange cake with the cinnamon chocolate mousse, actually gorgeous. This was a beautiful little dessert. Yeah. And it looked to me to be reminiscent of Orange Bird. And I got to say, I really bought into the Orange Bird. I bought into the Orange Bird over the holidays. I'm for him. And so this reminded me a little bit of that. And so I thought that would be good. But I am for orange and chocolate.
Yo, for sure. Yes.
That's, I am for that combo. So I saw that and I was like, I'm going to support you, Morocco.
Okay. So between Morocco and France, they've got a new booth called Vibrante and Vivido.
Yes. And it's beautiful. Yes. Technically, this is where they put the L'Haim booth.
Yes, right.
For Hanukkah.
Yes.
And I think they had the Brazil booth there.
Uh-huh, they did.
Yes, we were there in July or August. Yes. And so it's not a new booth.
It's a new
menu.
Menu. There you go.
I'll say the booth looks much more L'Haim or Greek.
Well, they're serving Latin flavors here.
Yeah, okay. It's beautiful. What they're serving is gorgeous.
Yeah. So they've got a chilled seafood cocktail with octopus, scallop, shrimp, and garlic aioli. It looked amazing.
It did.
Blue corn pupusa.
Yes.
A passion fruit mousse and dragon fruit jam.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've got a coconut and passion fruit smoothie, pina colada, and a fruit daiquiri, fruit daiquiri. So anything here?
I'm going to get that passion fruit mousse with the dragon fruit jam. If you've seen any pictures on the socials of this Festival of the Arts, that's what you're seeing.
Oh.
Because it's so brightly colored.
Oh, interesting.
And that's the thing. Everything at this booth is like, bam, very, in your face, colorful. Like bright yellows, bright purples, bright pinks. That mousse with the dragon fruit jam is gorgeous. It's so bright. It has like a mirror glaze on it. So good. And then I think it has a white chocolate mask. You know, like the drama mask that you see, like the little icon?
Yes.
So you see one of those on the plate. It doesn't say that it's white chocolate, but I assume that it is because it's like painted.
Okay.
Cool. No, so I want that just because it's so Instagrammable.
Thank you. Oh, well, I'm going to go with the blue corn pupusa stuffed with cheese and topped with shredded pork, guajillo, and arbol chili sauce, cabbage slaw, and aji amarillo crema.
Yeah.
We love aji.
Yeah, I was really interested in that one until they smothered it in shredded pork.
Shredded pork, man.
I mean, who doesn't want something stuffed with cheese? But I wasn't really feeling the shredded pork.
I'll tell you what, you stuff something with cheese and throw some pork on top of it, and you might as well just ring the dinner bell for me. All right, so we're moving on to France, who always, this is like the opposite of Italy. They always do a good job.
That's what I'm saying.
L'art de cuisine, de la cuisine in France. Mm. Okay, so here we've got on this first one. So you creme de brie en petit pain, which is creamy brie in a bread bowl. Croissant à la truffle noire d'hiver. Black winter truffle croissant. Molleux à la framboise. Et au chocolat Valrhona. Molten chocolate cake.
Amen.
Trio de macarons,
which
is a house-made trio of macarons.
I'll have it.
Okay.
I'll have it all.
Yeah. Did you select it all?
I selected everything at the freaking booth.
So did I.
Creamy brie in a bread bowl.
Yeah.
A black winter truffle croissant, a molten chocolate lava cake, and three house-made macaroons.
That is a fine
meal.
That
is a menu.
That is a fine.
France is bringing it, and I'm going to wash that down with the frozen French martini, which is Grey Goose vodka, Chambord liqueur, pineapple, orange, and grape juice with a lemon-lime foam. You guys know I love a foam. And so that's it. I am washing that down with the frozen French martini. I'm going to have the booth.
We were meant to be, honey. because I went with the same drink too. We'll have two of it all, France.
It's because we love France.
Yeah. Yeah.
We love France. And that
croissant, it's got something it's on the inside of it too.
Yes. Oh, that thing looks amazing.
It does.
I will have the booth. Thank you, France.
We'll have two of all these, please.
I have two of the booth.
Monsieur, we'll have two of all these. Okay. So we're going to take a nap in France, probably on that bridge between there and England. and then we're going to walk through England because they don't have anything specific. They don't do a booth in England.
I know.
Yeah. They've got that Joffrey's thing there, but we walk up the little ramp there to the World Showcase, right? Inside the special events building there.
Right.
And we find two real booths there this year. Festival Favorites. And here we have Remy's Ratatouille.
Right.
Which, hello, why not do that in France? They have a charcuterie board, a lemon blood orange tart, and then they've got the artist palette cookie.
Right. I'm going to have to try the Ratatouille.
Me too. It's famous.
Well, it's famous, and we screwed it up. And
it's been in a movie.
I just want to see what it's supposed to taste like. I'm also there. You'll be shocked. I'm going to get the Blue Sky Black Cherry Boba Freeze. This is a non-alcoholic beverage, people. Hello.
A little bit shocked by that.
And it's white. Like, it's frozen. It's a frozen white drink with, like, colored bobas on the top.
Yeah.
But you know I love a boba. I love a boba. And I saw that. So first, I'll be honest, I thought it was Blue Sky Vodka.
Okay.
But then when I read it was not alcoholic, I was like, it's okay, I'll still get it.
Yeah. Like you're really holding that against it. The Ratatouille to me looks, I can't believe that it looks so much like what he serves in the movie.
Oh, yeah. It's perfect.
Like, it is perfect.
They are literally making thousands of perfect Ratatouilles every day.
I thought you were about to say they're literally making fun of us.
We couldn't make one in 3 hours, but no, yes. Festival Favorites.
Okay, so also at the World Show Place pavilion there, they've got the Painter's Palette. I can't imagine you're going to get much
here. I'm getting zero there.
Yeah. So they have a prime steak tartare with pickled vegetables, a salt roasted beet tartare, pistachio cake and cherry mousse, and then a few frozen drinks there.
Right.
I'm going to try. I said I'd try the steak tartare. I don't go anywhere where I really get the opportunity to try such a thing.
I don't want to be near you when you do. Okay. Is it actually still mooing?
No, it's not.
It's tartar.
I know, but it's not. It's.
I'm going to make a mooing sound.
Okay.
When you eat it. When you go to put that in your mouth, I'll be like, moo. For the record, I don't give him a hard time for eating meat. I'm totally fine with that. But the idea of eating raw meat, I just cannot bear.
So I'm going to move.
You'll get a move.
Okay, so we leave there. We're on our way to Canada now. We're rounding up here. We're rounding out on the World Showcase Promenade. Mm-hmm. Masterpiece Kitchen in Canada.
Yes.
Wild mushroom risotto, salmon and with cream gâteau, and vanilla rose water and pistachio panna cotta.
Mm-hmm. So I never get anything in Canada, but I'm going to get some stuff here.
Okay? Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good because I am getting nothing.
Yeah, I'm going to try the mild mushroom risotto
with
aged Parmesan, truffle shavings, and a Zinfandel reduction.
Okay, yeah, that does sound good.
It just sounds fantastic. I love a risotto. Weak.
Like, put a meatball in that.
I knew that's what you'd say. No, I love a good mushroom risotto, and that one sounds fantastic.
Okay.
I'm also going to get the vanilla rose water and pistachio panna cotta. Yeah. Did you see a picture of that?
I did.
It looks like a pink rose. And then you cut into it, and it is gorgeous on the inside and the outside. I need to try that. I'm also going to have the beverage, which is a classic sidecar with a chocolate twist.
Yeah, I marked that one as a possibility. That's the one that out of their beverages that I was interested
in. Yeah, I don't think I've ever had a sidecar, but you put a chocolate twist on something and I'm for it.
Sure. You'll give it a shot anyway.
I'll give that a go.
You have really eaten with your eyes on this trip.
I really have. Well, that's the whole point.
It is. It's the art.
Food is art.
Food is art. That's right.
If you want to truly experience the art,
look at it before you eat it.
Come on.
So the refreshment port is serving lobster poutine. I'll be honest, I've had the poutine at refreshment port. The fries are a disappointment. So I'm just going to put that out there. And so if the fries are a disappointment, it doesn't really matter what kind of poutine they're making.
Right.
Honestly.
It's a bummer.
Citrus Blossom. Are you going? It's the same Citrus Blossom booth.
It's the same thing. They're still selling the same beverages and the same little orange bird. And I got him. I got him three festivals ago.
With the orange cream shake.
Yeah, yeah. I got him three festival goes. He's fantastic. But, yeah. I mean, it's like want.
Mix it up, man.
Mix it up.
Give the orange bird something else to serve.
Right.
Decadent Delights and Promenade Refreshments. Satisfy your sweet tooth. Here they've got basically a soft serve booth. They've got raspberry soft serve, lemon soft serve, and then the wonderful Walk of Color Cuisine Redemption Cookie.
I'm getting nothing there.
I got nothing here either.
Nothing there.
So, but at the Deconstructed Dish in Showcase Plaza.
These things are pretty.
They are. I got some things here. So this is Discover the Delicious Dishes That Dazzle with Deconstructed Takes on Classic Favorites. So a deconstructed Reuben, a deconstructed BLT, and a deconstructed strawberry cheesecake.
Which one of those are you going to get?
Two of them. Okay. I'm going to do the deconstructed Reuben, which is a rye popover. Hello, that's cool. Corned beef, which... frankly, I don't care if that's all I eat on the plate.
Right.
Gruyere panna cotta. Hello. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And brined Brussels sprouts with broken Thousand Island dressing.
That the broken Thousand Island dressing looked so interesting
looked
to
wild,
me.
Didn't it?
Yeah. No, these dishes were gorgeous. Okay, and then you're going to get the strawberry cheesecake?
Yeah, definitely getting the deconstructed strawberry cheesecake. Whipped New York style cheesecake with fresh Florida strawberries and sugar cookies.
Yeah, that was really pretty. It was really pretty.
Beautiful.
So while you're eating that, I'm going to have the deconstructed breakfast, which is one of their beverages.
Oh, yeah.
That is the Twinings of London chai tea shake with cream bourbon garnished with a vanilla crisp. I mean, a waffle crisp. And it's supposed to have candied bacon, but I'm going to say no bacon.
Okay. All right. Go for you. Now, that thing is beautiful, and it looked like luscious.
Yeah.
It really looked good.
It looked great. By the way, they sell that non-alcoholic as well.
So our last booth here, the Pop Eats. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is Unearth the Tasty Treasures and Tantalizing Textures of Modern Art-Inspired Treats. So, really cool ideas here.
This is really cute.
Tomato soup with grilled cheese, tomato soup with French onion and bacon grilled cheese, shrimp ceviche, almond frangipane cake, and a popped art.
Which it's is like a Pop-Tart.
Like a Pop-Tart, but it's popped art, which is a modern design sugar cookie with strawberry filling. Go.
Yeah, this booth looks so much fun. Yeah. And so the idea is everything pops.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm going to get the tomato soup with grilled cheese.
For sure, me too.
This tomato soup comes in a can.
I know.
It's served in a can, and the grilled cheese is so stinking adorable. Yeah. It's like these little tiny squares of thick bread with plenty of cheese. I have to have that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go also with the almond frangipane cake. With a layered raspberry jam and Belgian chocolate.
Yeah.
Also, again, because on Great British Baking Show, they made frangipane cake.
Yes.
And so I need to taste
that. And they're beautiful.
Yes. And I'm going to have the Popping Bubbles cocktail to wash that down. I considered the tomato soup can Bloody Mary because also really stinking
really
cute.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with the Popping Bubbles cocktail.
For sure. I couldn't say no to the tomato soup and grilled cheese. Yeah. I knew you'd get that, but I couldn't say no to that.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go with the popped art, the basically the cookie that looks like a Pop-Tart.
Yeah, it looks like what they sell in Woody's Lunchbox.
I think Woody's Lunchbox is a bigger thing. I think it's this is more like a cookie, I think, whereas that's more like an actual Pop-Tart, but it's beautiful. The design on it is beautiful. It looks amazing.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's all the booths.
Yes, and I will say the food is gorgeous. This goes from January the 8th through February the 22nd.
Yep.
From park open to park close.
Yep.
And it is beautiful. They also have amazing sidewalk chalk art that they've done. Mm-hmm. And like you mentioned the other week, the paint by numbers thing that everybody can participate in.
Yep. And they've got artists there actually making art as you walk around. And you can literally buy the art directly from the artists on site. It's a great festival.
Yes.
The chefs have outdone themselves with making food that you eat with your eyes first. It looks beautiful. That's the show, and hope you enjoyed it. I hope you get the chance to go, and if you do, let us know. Send us something. Tag us in the pictures, and we will live virtually through you.
Absolutely.
Go check us out on all the social medias at SCFADP. Join our YouTube channel, Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious Disney Podcast. Everybody join in. The more, the merrier. And with that, we hope to
see you real soon.